The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Rabbi Moshe ben Nun, Aruch Hashem, Tani Ham began Eden, Amen. We begin today's Daf at Sadi Teta Mudishon, and we are starting at Yativ. It is the middle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Yativ Ravdimi v'kama lil hashmata. Ravdimi was sitting in the Beit Midrash, and he said over the Hiddush that according to one opinion, we saw according to the Basi, 100. Machloket, we learned on yesterday's doubt. Is it 60 you need, or you need 100? So they were saying over the Hiddush of 100. By Chulin, you have Isur falling to Heter, you need 100 in the Heter to mevatel the Isur. They learned it from the case of Nazir. They have the Zeroa with the meat. And we said that when you go meat and bones against meat and bones, it'll be 60. When you go meat against meat, it'll be 100. Good, you have 100 on the Basar HaTeheter against the meat of the Zeroa, which belongs to the Kohen. That's what they learned it from, 100. Anyway, Amar Le'abaye, Kol Yisurim Shebatorah B'me'ah, he challenged it. What do you mean? All the Yisurim of the Torah is 100? He said, we only see, what I was going to try to prove over here, we only see 100, or that type of number, we see it by Tirumah. If Tirumah, let's say, falls into something, Tirumah, then you see the number, you need 100. But where do you see it by all other Yisurim? Well, what does it say? Ve'atinan, it's Masichet Orla. Lema amru kol mehametz. Mehametz means you're taking dough of chulin and you're mixing it into tirumah dough. That's mehametz. Taking yeast, let's say, and you're mixing it tirumah with chulin doughs. Metabel. Metabel is you're using spices of tirumah. Medama is just you're mixing chulin and tirumah in a pot and cooking it. Three cases. Mehametz, metabel, and medama. Mehametz is you're making hametz. You're taking, let's say, seor of tirumah, yeast of tirumah, and you're putting it in the dough of chulin. Metabel, you're taking spices of tirumah, and you're spicing a pot of chulin. Or medama, you're just mixing. You're mixing chulin and tirumah together, and you're cooking it. So it says, lahmir. The Mishnah said, these cases you have to be mahmir. What do you mean? What do you mean mahmir? Mahmir what? So it says, I'll tell you how. Min umino. Period. When it comes to min umino, all these cases, you have to be mahmir. In what sense are you going to have to be mahmir? Let's say it was the same species. Dough of wheat and the se'or of wheat. Wheat and wheat, chulin of wheat and terumah of wheat. Same species that got either spices or dough or just mixed together. So the law is going to be that what? You're going to need, you're going to be mahmir. How are you going to be mahmir? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lama amru. See Rashi, lama amru. Ha mehametz. Le'ezi isur amru le terumah shah mehametz chulin b'shar בסיאור שלה או מטבל כדרה חולין בטבלת תרומה או מדמה או מבשל חולין תרומה יחד שאנו הולכים עליו להחמיר למין במינו אמרו כן תאזינם בלחומרה כדקטה לכמה like we're gonna see when you have מין במינו in these cases you're gonna be מחמיר what's the עומרה? She's going to see what the עומרה is but that's the case when you're being מחמיר now להקל ולהחמיר sometimes the Mishnah says we can be lenient and we're going to be stringent. In the case of min b'mino, lahmir. There's going to be another case we're going to see. Sometimes you can go nakir, and sometimes you go lamir. What's that case? Well, it says, min v'she'enu mino. Good. When you have terumah, min b'she'enu mino, sometimes you'll be mekel, and sometimes you'll be mahmir. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, you don't get nervous, because the Gemara is going to explain it. The Ketani Sefa, lakel u'lahmir, min v'she'enu mino ketzad. What's the case? The second case we want to analyze now. You told me, you have terumah and hodim. Min b'she'enu mino. Mixed up. You tell me, well, sometimes you be mekel, sometimes you be mahmir. What's the case? What's the case? Ketzad, girisin chinet bashelu im adashim. What's girisin? Exactly. Food. Beans. Beans of terumah. That got cooked with lentils. Of holin. That's clearly mean b'she'enu mino. The fool and the ades, or the adashim, are different items. They got cooked together, let's say. And what? You could taste the teruma in the adashim. You're tasting the lentils, you taste in the lentils the ta'am of the teruma. Oh, if that's the case, if there's ta'am, ben sheyesh bahem le'alot b'me'a ve'echad, ben en bahem le'alot b'me'a ve'echad, asur. Which means, whether you have in the lentils 101 to mevatel the terumah, or whether you don't have it, it's going to be asur. Which means, once there's ta'am in the terumah that's giving ta'am to the lentils, even if you have 101 against it to mevatel the terumah, because normally terumah is batel, but 101. I don't care if you have 101. You're going to be mahmir, because bottom line, there is ta'am. That's she. Girisin shel food, the truma, shenet bashlim adashim shel chulin, ve ta'amnum, and we tasted it. Ve yesh behem ta'am truma ve chulin, afapish yesh be'onim me'a ve'had. Where'd they get this 101? Shat truma dina lebatel bekach. And she says, we have sources for that. There's a mekor that teruma, you can be vatel in 101. The nafkalan, he quotes the source. What's the source? B'sefri mikra'ed, from a pesuk, it says, mikol chelbo et mikdasho memenu, shim nafal betocho areu mikadesho, ubitrumat ma'asir mishta'e kira. The pesuk says like this, whatever it falls into, it's going to make it kadosh. And the pesuk over there is talking about terumat ma'asir. Let's review, what's terumat ma'asir? You give, I have 100, that's 100 items. Okay, I give ma'asir to the Levi. That's how many? 10. I have 100, I give 10 to the Levi. And then the Levi gives ma'asir and a ma'asir, we call terumat ma'asir, 1 out of 10 to the Kohen. Now, if that 1, so that's 1 out of 99. Because you have 99 left of all the other stuff. The Terumat Ma'asir is 1 from 99. That 1 falls back into the mixture, it says it's Asur. Because it's Terumah. It's Terumat Ma'asir. Oh, so you see what? That by Terumah, 99 is going to be Asur. But if you have 100 Kereged it, it'll be okay. Because you see, when it falls in, it falls back into the other mixtures, that's when it's going to be Asur. Because it's 1 to 100. But if you add 1 to 99, altogether you can have 100. But if you add falling into more, then into 100, let's say, so altogether you have 101, it'll be okay. That's where they learn the deen of Terumah, that you need altogether 101. Shehi echad b'me'a. V'kama shim haza letuch ha-tash'im v'tash'a. If the Terumat Ma'aseh fell back into the 99, mekadishtan. It's going to make it kadosh, meaning asur. Mikan amru Terumah b'me'a. Ima isur, asura. B'me'ah v'hi muteret. So it says, into 99, no good. But into 100, will be okay. That means altogether you have 101. V'acha, continue Rashi. Kevad denotene ta'am. In this case, once it's giving ta'am, afapish yeshka neter kedele batir isur, asur ta'ma lo batir, are la'amir. This ta'am over here, okay, if you have 200 in the holin against the, that's la'amir. Mi mish'inim, you know la'amir. Now, what's the case of the kula? Continue. and b'hem benoten ta'am. But if let's say the girisim, the fool doesn't, the teruma doesn't give ta'am into the adashim, and b'hem benoten ta'am ben sheyesh b'hem la'alot b'me'ah ve'ahad ben en b'hem la'alot b'me'ah ve'ahad mutar. Oh, whether you have 101, or even if you don't have 101, it's going to be mutar. That's a kula. Normally, when you have terumah, you need 101 to be batel. Min b'she'enu mino, there's no ta'am, you don't need 101. That's the kula. So the Gemara is going to make a diyuk. You don't need 101, but you need something. So the Gemara says, en b'hem la'alot b'me'ah ve'ahad, ela b'may, la'ad b'shishim. Ah, so here's we finally got that question, which means you told me, Rabbi, all bitools you need 100. Bitul b'chol haTorah. We learn from Zerua b'Shelah. We learn from the Nazir. Bitul, you need 100. Yeah, you need 100. From here it's mashma, you don't need 100. From here it's mashma that you need less than 100. Because what did it say? You have terumah, and I have terumah of the fulim, fallen sra'adashim, no ta'am. I taste the lentils, I don't taste any ta'am of teruma. What did it say? Nekula. Mazel nekula. I don't need to mevate. I don't need to go 100 against it. Normally to mevate teruma, you need 100. You don't need 100. But it sounds like you don't need 100, but you need something. What do you need? 60. Smash for one, because that's the normal bitul. Normal bitul of all Yisurim is 60. Smash for you need 60, and you tell me you always need 100. Which means the kula is, you don't need the normal bitul of 100, which is the normal bitul of terumah. 60 is enough, you can rely on the regular bitul. That means the regular bitul is what? 60. Well, but you told me the regular bitul of the Torah is 100. But from here to Mashma, the regular bitul is 60. That's the sheila. So the Gemara says, who told you that? Oh, who told you that? La, no. Bime'ah. Which means, the regular terumah, how much altogether? 101. Right? So they're saying, here you don't need 101. It's enough to have 100. That's 100.
99.
Right? Who told you to go from 101 to 60? Maybe you go to 101 to 100. You really? Because that Torah is 100. But terumah, we don't need 101 altogether. It's going to be 100. Why did you jump down to 60? The Gemara says, oh, I'm sorry, you can't do that. Ve'am didesha b'me'ahave sefa b'shishim. Which means, in the resha, we already discussed me'ah. We discussed the 100 level. So therefore, in the sefa, we must be discussing lekula, something more lenient than the 100 level. The 100 level was lechumrah. In the resha, we discussed the humrah case. What's humrah? You need 100 to mevatel it. Okay, so now we're going to kula. The kula, you don't need 100. Eli must mean you need 60. How are you going to say that the humrah and the kula is both 100? Well, what did it say in the sefa? Diktani desha. So what did it say in the desha? Lachmir. We learned this already. Now we leave the case. Lachmir. What's the case of lachmir? Min bimino. Ketzad. Seor shel chitin shenafal le'isat chitin. You have min bimino. You have chitin that fell into chitin, teruma and hudin. The yeshbo kedel hametz, and the teruma is enough teruma there to make the hudin hametz. Seor is like sourdough. Remember we learned in Gemara Pesachim, the sourdough has the ability to make it rise. So you have min b'mino, seor of chitin and dough of hudin, and it fell in there enough to make it hametz. Ben yesh bo kedei la'alot b'me'ah ve'ahad. Ben em bo kedei la'alot b'me'ah ve'ahad. I don't care how much you have. Even if you have 101, asur. It's going to be asur. Em bo la'alot b'me'ah ve'ahad. Which means, I'm sorry, if it has enough to make it hametz, the 101 means nothing to me. Even if you have 101, if there's enough to make, if this se'or can make the chulin hametz, numbers don't mean anything to me. The teruma is going to be osir the dough. Continue. En bo le'alot. If let's say there's not enough in the dough, in the se'or, to make it hametz, then b'me'ah be'ahad בין שיש בו כדי לחמץ, בין אין בו כדי לחמץ, אסור. לשאב וספה במאה. Okay, I'm going to read this last point again, but understand what we're trying to say. In the Nesha, we went lachmir. In the Sifa, we went lakir. In the Nesha, we said, you have to be mahmir 100. And in the Sifa, you say, you don't need a. In the Sifa, we say, you need 101. And in the Sifa, you say, you don't need 101. Ella, what do you need? 100. I mean, in the Nesha, we said, you need 100. That's the Humrah. So the Chavarah in the Sifa, when you're being more lenient, you gotta be less. I'm reading you the Risha again, just so you get the case. The Risha was like this. Ketani Risha, Lahmir, Mimino Ketzat, Seor Shil Chitin, that's sour dough of Chitin, Shinafal Isat Chitin, they fell into the Cholin dough. Veyeshbo Kedela Hametz. Oh, there's enough there to make it Hametz. So then, Ben Sheeshbo Kedela Alot, Ben Mehabe Had, Ben Embo Kedela Alot, Ben Mehabe Had, Asur. Okay, I don't care numbers. If it's enough to make a hametz, 101, then 101 is going to be asur. Next case. En bo la'alu b'mavehad. Oh, and if it's less than 101, then I don't even care whether it has the shi'ut to be hametz or not. Ben shi'yesh bo kede la'hametz, ben en bo kede la'hametz, asur. But what do you see here? Resha v'sefa b'me'ah. With the resha, you're being ma'amir, you need 100. And sefa, you're being mekel. With 100, it's the same number. That part is different. Because what? It's min bimino, and it's kedil ahmir, and all that. But bottom line, what do we say? You have to be mahmir, that even 100 is not going to be okay. And in the sifa, we're saying what? You don't need 100. You're not going to say that the khumrah and the kula is the same number. In the resha, you're saying even 100 is no good. And the sifa, you say, you don't need 100. Ella, what do you say? In the resha, you're being mekel, you're being mahmir, and the sifa, you're being mahmir. Mekel. So you want to say, in the resha, you said what? 101, not going to help you. 100 not going to help you. And the sifa, what are we saying? We said, 101 not going to help you, but 100 will help you. 100 will be okay. That's the way you wanted to answer. You say, what do you mean? That 100 is the same number l'chaura. The Gemara is going to answer, it's a pashut answer. But that 100 l'chaura was the number that we used in the resha. That in the resha we said 100 is not going to work. And in the sefa you want to tell me that we're going to go l'kula, that what you don't need 100. Ela must be, you meant 60. The Gemara says, Lo resha b'me'ah b'ehad sefa b'me'ah. There's a simple answer because it really says 101 in the Mishnah. That means the resha, they were talking about the number 101, and the resha was talking about 100. Which means the resha said like this: even if you have 101, and this dough, if there's ta'am, even if you have 101 of chulin against the sourdough, it's not going to become batel. That's a chumrah. In the sefa, it's saying you don't need 101. You could have 100. We thought that both of them were 100. So it's like, in the resha, it says that what? 100 is not going to work. And the sefa is saying what? Sefa must be saying 100 is not going to work. Here 100 will work. What do you mean? That you're going in the kula in the sefa. So the kula must be, the Gemara says, that in the resha 101 is not going to work, and in the sefa they were saying that 100 will work. But you have no ra'ya legabe shishim. You have no ra'ya legabe shishim. If I could tell you really when the braita said, I'm going to say it one more time, and then we can stop it. I'll just go one more line for a second. V'chi yesh bo kedem mehametz b'me'ah v'had amay lo batil. He's understand. If let's say you had teruma that fell into this dough. Teruma fell into the dough. If you have 101 against it, what's the problem? Don't we have a general rule that teruma is mebatil in 101? Why are you telling me that if there's enough to make it hametz, so what? Bottom line, you're going against a little piece of dough. 101 should be enough. That's the shi'ur of the terumah. Gemara answers, Amar le dilma shani se'or dehemutzo kesher. Could be when it comes to something that's very strong, like sourdough, 101 is not enough. We're going to learn now that certain isurim that are very pungent or very, very tart or very, very strong could be need more than the normal shiur. So could be, normally you're right, terumah where we said 101, that's the normal one, comes to regular terumah. But on a strong terumah like se'or, which is a very tart item, like it's very, very, very sharp, that's the way it makes the hametz, that's why 101 doesn't work. Shani se'or dehamutzo kasher. But generally speaking, you're right. Normally we can move to around 101. But shaken over in this case. Now I just want to, and the Gemara brings it ayah, that certain things that are very sharp, you need more than 60. For example, Amar le adkeran milta. He told me, he said, you know what, you reminded me of a halakha. Damar bi Yosef bi Harina. Lo kol ha-shi'urim shavin. Not all the shi'urim are equal. Sharet sir. What's sheir? Sir? Sir is like the brine that comes out of a fish. Now normally we should say, the brine of a bad fish, of a dag tamer, you should need 60 against it. It's not so. Shi'uro karov lematayim. You need 200 to go against. Why? Because it's very sharp. So 60 is not going to be batel the ta'am of brine. Ditnan, dag tamer tziro asur. Rabbi Yehuda omer, revi'it besatayim. That even if a revi'it, a small amount, fell in, you need satayim, which is a tremendous amount. It's 200 times against it. So Gemara says, side question. You tell me, if let's say tzir of dag tameh fell into tzir of regular fish. He says, oh, you need 200 times. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda? You just taught us, min bimino, tzir and tzir, min bimino, it's not batel at all. Side question. First of all, you teach me that not everything is 60, by the way. Sharp items, you need even more. Like the brine of the fish. That's yeah. So you need 200. According to you, even 1,000 shouldn't be enough. Because mi mi no. Shani tzir dezi'a be'almahu. Tzir is different. It's just the sweat of the fish. It's not the ikar of the... Tzir is not a regular item. Tzir is like the sweat that comes out of the fish. We can be more lenient. Tzir is an exception. It's not a regular isud in itself. Okay? So that's basically what the Gemara is coming on to say. The Gemara is coming on to say that the Gemara wanted to put a challenge. You rabbis say 100? You want to say 100 is the isud of the whole Torah. It's not so. Because I show you a case over here in Terumah that clearly says, in the case of Terumah, no, you can be lenient. What? How could you be lenient? I could be lenient and say, what? I don't need 100. I don't need 100. What do you need? I don't need 101. Oh, it must be, I don't need 101, I need 60. So you see, the truth of the Torah is 60. No, you don't need 101, Ela, you can be lenient on 100. So the Gemara says, what do you mean lenient on 100? Lenient on 100, 100 is a humrah. Because in the Resha you told me, you need 100. And now you're telling me a leniency is that you need 100? Adraba, a humrah is that you need 100. Not a leniency. So he says, no, the humrah in the Resha was 101. And the leniency in the Resha was 100, but you have no da'ayah that you're going to 60. Baruch Hanu Amen. Amen.